Podcast Ranger.
Welcome to another episode of Extra Extra Cast Ranger.
Guys, we don't have any more burgers.
Yeah, well, we got Sal.
Call me a burger?
Yes.
I haven't eaten in week. I meant to say a week.
No,
that's better.
I haven't eaten in week.
In week.
I start lose language.
I hate.
Me fail English? That's implausible.
Impossible.
Impossible.
I'm SMRT.
Scrub.
SMRT. Smirt.
All right, so we got four of the five core rangers and Cell.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, so you've been demoted to...
You're below Emily now on the roster.
Yeah, Emily's a core caster now, which she was like blown away by. She's like,
for her. She was going to be here tonight, but she had a headache.
Emily, we hope you're feeling better. We love you.
Yeah.
Can we get a video of Emily going, I have a headache.
Oh my god, we need to get that.
Do you think Elizabeth Banks is going to say that?
I hope so.
What's the context?
You rangers give me a migraine.
Yeah, it's going to be like when they defeat her in a fight. When they defeat her monsters or whatever.
Oh no.
By the way, coming up around the time of this recording, we also did a reaction to the newly released quote-unquote third trailer for the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie.
I watched it before everyone else. I'm an asshole.
He's a dick munch.
You're an asshole. Anyways, on to the news. We're going to start with something that's not quite news. More fanfic fodder.
What?
Why? Why, what's this?
This is Adele and Ellen's actors doing a thing.
No.
Let's watch.
No.
Oh, no. Now kiss.
No!
How ashamed he looks is amazing.
The funny thing is, what they were saying beforehand was, stop screwing around! Stop screwing around! Stop screwing around!
No!
That will light up all the
fanfic
writers. I don't
want to see my favorite writer in Ghost kissing the worst fucking villain in writer, period. I can't see it now!
Let's fight again!
No!
Just Adele's just immediate regret, and Alan's like, hey, that was better than I thought!
No, Adele's like, well, I guess we got that out of the way. Wait, what?
What's next? Takaru and Onari kiss?
I fucking
wait.
No!
Wait, you didn't see the bonus feature?
You know what? I'm gonna go even fucking deeper.
Gross?
Cannon and fucking... I forgot his name.
Makoto.
There you go.
That wouldn't be too much of a stretch. Anyways. That's,
keep me young.
That's cool. Next.
No, it's not! Oh, God.
The showrunner of the recently announced Castlevania series has apparently revealed plans of an animated R-rated Power Rangers series.
No.
But why? Yay.
Remember that fan film we watched?
Yes.
Oh, you mean the fan there?
That amazing fan film, you mean?
It's not amazing.
I thought
it's
it was amazing. It was amazing.
So... The person in charge of both shows is Adi Shankar.
Yep, that's the guy who produced the fucking Dread movie.
So he is his next project is an animated reimagining of the first three seasons.
Wait a minute, which Dread series?
The from 2012.
Carl Urban one.
Okay.
Yes. Don't worry.
Here's the interesting part. Apparently he wants to move away from the Monster of the Week format and make it a linear series and focus on the essential story elements. So this could actually be good.
Yep. I love Adi Shankar.
He is working on a script of the first season and hopes to launch the series within the next 18 months.
And then get a flat-out rejection and booed out like the Saban doors.
Maybe.
I'm curious to see what will happen with this. It'll be interesting, to say the least.
On that note, the project doesn't have a network attached to it, and he didn't confirm if Saban or Toei have approved it.
Oh, dear.
So Shankar is also best known for his 14-minute Power Rangers bootleg film. That was him who made it!
We just said that.
I thought it was just referencing.
And he also produced the Dread movie.
Fuck!
Yeah.
This is what he does.
Oh my god!
And I watched him like on a talk show, or whatever, like that on YouTube. He really is just like, I do whatever the fuck I want, and everyone can go fuck themselves.
He always said he's not a fan of Power Rangers. Apparently, like
no,
he's the Michael Bay of indie films.
No. Like the whole thing, he said the whole thing about this movie that he made, the Power Rangers one, was he's more or less making fun of the fact that
if left unchecked, this is what would get produced.
Sort of that, yeah. Like, you know, like, you look back at, like, Transformers. So Transformers is the best example. You look back at Transformers, it's a stupid, silly show.
Giant
it's fun,
robots
though.
Fighting over energy.
And exactly. And then they turn it into something that's trying to be super serial.
So apparently his answer to that is, fuck it, I'll make it myself.
Exactly.
Again.
Wow. Sorry to be off topic quickly, but just, like, you know those amazing DC figures of the animated series, like Batman series? They're releasing the Bat Computer with Alfred.
Cool.
That's amazing.
Next. Kamen Rider Decade Blu-ray box.
Oh, next month. Sweet.
All right, so that only leaves Hibiki and Kiva as the only two Heisei series without a Blu-ray
release. And I remember we talked about this before because we're going to watch the director's, like, cut of, like, the last episode.
So the Blu-ray box will release on March 8th. Disc 1 will include episodes 1 to 5, the Blu-ray special discussion with Masahiro Inoue, Ryota Murai, and Kimito Totani, as well as the production presentation press conference digest. Disc 2 will have episodes 6 to 11, and discussion for Ryuki and Blade. Disc 3 is episodes 12 to 17, and discussion for Agito and Fize. Disc 4, episodes 18 to 23, and discussion of Deno and Kabuto. Disc 5, episodes 24 to 29, and discussion of Hibiki. And finally, Disc 6 will include special editions of Episode 30 and the finale, the Super Adventure DVD, Kamen Rider Decade, Protect the World of Terabikun, and Cast Talks with Inoue, Murai, and Totani.
You know what I wish? Mm-hmm. I wish that YouTube videos could, like, track when people, like, stop listening.
Actually, they can.
I think they can.
No, not stop watching. Just, like, okay, Ichi's going on his little, like, he's telling which disc has what. I think we can tune out for a second.
All right, so that'll be out next month, for those who care.
You know what else will be out next month?
Power Rangers.
Power Rangers!
I was going to say Logan. I'm like, no, wait, this is Cast Rangers. Power Rangers?
Power Rangers.
So I do want to see Logan.
We all do.
So this next image came up on feeds, which shows Hiro from X-Aid holding the Mighty Action X Gadget, which led us to believe that Hiro was going to become X-Aid, but didn't you?
Emu stops him before he transforms.
So we got this little teaser image, and it was a misdirect.
It's Toei. It's what they do.
I'm sad. I wanted to see...
As much as I hate Hiro, I would have liked to see that.
Yeah.
Like, Toei is the biggest assholes when doing previews for, like, the next episode.
Yeah,
but
no.
I don't think they do, like, flat-out Mr. X like this often.
No, but the worst...
Go watch
the
Dragon Ball Super and most of its previews.
The worst one was Gaim when they teased the Zangetsu Shin fight and they literally showed that Zangetsu won when he clearly did not. Spoilers.
Yeah, they did something like that with Q-Ranger, too. We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
All right, next. Kamen Rider Braves Blu-ray and DVD release revealed.
Of course.
So, as expected, it will release with the Safari Gashet.
Yep.
Which is, the full title of which is Night of Safari.
And only people who are, like, part of this app or something can buy the DVD.
Both editions of the home video release will include the Night of Safari Gashet. Aside from the 23-minute special, it will also include the making of, cast interviews, and trailers. In addition, those who get the Blu-ray edition will have the video of the fan meeting, which will happen on February 18th. Available exclusively for members of the Toei Tokusatsu Fan Club, reservations start February 17th, will end on April 4th. The DVD is 2980 yen, Blu-ray 3980 yen, both for a mid-June release.
I will give an update. Premium Bandai has announced that they are releasing the Safari Gashet by itself.
Oh, cool. Okay.
I'm not interested, but that's cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would kind of like to see, like, behind the scenes of, like, Japanese stuff.
Oh, me too.
Sure.
That's a really cool video.
Alright, next we have some updates from the Cho Superhero Tyson movie. The last few trailers have actually shown us that in this movie, the heroes divide into 5-man teams. And now we have, supposedly, the list of the teams.
Oh,
it's
cool.
It's quoted as being incomplete, but it's a lot of them. So, as we've seen from the trailers, the primary team consists of X-Aid, Deno Swordform, Zolda, Beatbuster, and Ao Ninja. The next team consists of Genmu, Spectre, Momo Ranger, Yellow Owl, and Ryugen.
Okay. I like Yellow Owl.
The third team is Laser, who comes back. There's a few characters who have come back from being dead, Beatbuster being one of them. Sorry for Go Buster spoilers.
On the team would be Laser.
Laser. Dustin Onatsuki.
And included in Laser's team is Deno Gunform, Shinken Blue, Boken Pink, Mega Red, and Zangetsu Shin. Team Orotaros consists of Deno Rodform, D-End, Wizard Water Style, and Shouta combo. So they're all blue forms.
Wait, how does Wizard Water Style have its own form? Like, have its own, like...
I don't think there's any other wizard forms on this list.
He just specifically is using water form because, for some fucking reason.
Because they're all blue forms.
They still had.
Yeah.
It's because they're all blue.
Team Ultimate Rider.
Which consists of a bunch of final forms. Ghost Mugen Damashii, Drive-type Trideron, Decade Complete Form, Ryuki Survive, and Agito Burning Form?
Because Burning Form evolves into, you know, Shining
in
Form.
In sunlight, yeah. But you know what? Fuck it, Burning's cool.
He'll probably go Shining mid-fight.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Team Ultimate Red. Aka Ninja Chozetsu, Hyper Tokyo Ichigo.
What?
Kyori Red Carnival. Red Buster Powered Custom and Gokai Red, not gold, not gold mode.
Because
they're all super forms except
him.
But
gold mode
but,
and silver.
Gokai
Red.
They
used
look,
it though.
Look, it's all Red Ranger super forms, and then Marvelous, just because he's that fucking awesome,
and he can
sure.
be all of them.
Yeah, he probably could.
Yeah, like
probably.
When
and
talking
will,
with
I
Cell
bet.
Earlier, just shrugs.
Yeah. Team Sentai Red, Battle Japan, Ninja Red, Dino Red, and Shinken Red.
Well, that's lame.
But which is like no Aka Ranger?
No, Aka Ranger wouldn't be in this little
pit. And then we have other riders in other Sentai, but we won't list them because there's a lot.
There's way too many.
There's a bunch of other riders in Sentai confirmed to be in it, but not which team they're on, if they are.
The point is, a lot of riders in Sentai.
It's going to be a big movie.
A lot of just suit actors.
I am excited.
Yep.
Suit actor's gonna eat.
Yeah. Suit actor's gotta eat.
Gonna eat. Next. Speaking of Cho's superhero Tyson, the role of Great Shocker Leader the Third will be
went
played
to
by...
apparently the love child of John Cusack and Jackie Chan. What the hell?
It's a Japanese singer-actor Diamond Yukai, apparently.
Oh my god.
Apparently this is someone of note. Oh my god, that form looks awesome.
Is that a locust?
He transforms into Great Spider.
Oh, you know what he looks like? He looks like Phantom Ganon.
A little bit.
I like that, yeah.
He will transform into Ogumo Daishuryo, Spider Great Leader, and he will have his own unique transformation sequence.
With his own gachette.
Maybe. That's neat.
Oh, yeah, did we mention
who... Oh, he was in Lost in Translation.
Did we ever mention who True Brave was?
Was he the director?
Or the White Brave?
Oh, in case we didn't mention it, we saw in recent trailers that apparently Kamen Rider True Brave is just a game world evil clone of Hero, which is kind of disappointing.
Bump, bump, bump.
Gar, you'll like this. What? So this guy, he did the Japanese version of You Got a Friend in Me from Toy Story.
What, Diamond Yukai?
Yes.
Cool.
I need to see this.
Yes, you do.
I need to hear this.
Car loves Toy Story.
I just love this outfit.
Love Toy Story.
I love this outfit he's in his human form. It makes him look like he was a member of the Red Pirates.
He looks like... No, you know what he looks like? He looks like Captain Marvelous fused with Maggiello's.
That's what I said. He looks like a member of the Red Pirates.
Yeah.
You are a pirate.
Next.
No.
Next.
So, while the actor who played Gentaro in Forza went on to bigger and better things... Another Forza actor is apparently indeed going into space. Fumika Shimizu, who played Yuki in Forza, has apparently retired from entertainment to join
a
controversial
cult.
Religious organization.
It's a cult.
A.K.A. a cult.
Called Happy Science.
But it's something apparently that she's been like a part of since she was a kid or something.
Okay,
fucking... Okay, here's the thing. Joaquin Phoenix and River Phoenix, they were part of the Children of God. That was a fucking cult that molested kids.
So apparently her...
Doesn't matter how long you've been a part of it.
I forgot how dark the show gets when Cell's on, right?
I'm stating facts.
Shimizu's official recognized Twitter account has already been deleted, and she's opened a new one saying there were various reasons.
Sure.
Apparently she has completed filming of her last movie, Girls in the Dark, which was scheduled to release on April 1st.
What about Tokyo Ghoul?
This is going to end with a Kool-Aid incident, isn't it?
Apparently that film is kind of up in the air now because of this.
Oh, no!
Due to her sudden demand to leave, it is unknown whether or not Girls in the Dark will, in fact, be released.
She joined the cult!
So here's some information on Happy Science. Established in 1986... has been described as being controversial, with some outlets identifying them as a cult. The founder, Ryuho Okawa...
One of those outlets being Radio Sentai Castri.
Yeah, we're one of them! The founder, Ryuho Okawa, claims to be the incarnation of a being known as El Cantare! And channels the spirits of spiritual and religious leaders such as Christ, Muhammad, Confucius, and Buddha. Apparently she was introduced to this cult as a child and has been following their teachings without her agency's knowledge.
Oh no.
You poor girl.
Wait. No room for Ganesh. Where's my Ganesh?
I want to
go. Stop running from Ganesh!
I want to join this cult. I want to see what's going on here. Wait a second. Was this go down? Who wrote this?
Mars Girl wrote this article.
Holy shit.
Hey.
Yuki, why?
I'll tell you this. She's like everywhere. She joined the. Oh my fucking god!
Ichi, I swear to God, you're like this entire show episode. You've just been trying to just whittle me down. Like first you show me Alan and Adele kissing, and now this. Why?
Lane.
It's not my fault
because he.
Also that.
Are we sure I didn't write the news this week?
Next.
Actually, yeah, you were there this morning when I was editing it.
Next. Hacked Seiza Blaster Sounds reveals additional Q-Rangers.
I went for that list. There is no Aquarius.
I guess it's not the age of Aquarius. That's actually really sad.
Yeah. Especially when I'm the only Aquarius here.
So, based on the order of the sounds that are in the Seiza Blaster, there will be 12th and 13th Q-Rangers for Phoenix and Orion. Orion is of particular note because that's the name of their spaceship.
The spaceship.
Space Geodude's gonna be a Q-Ranger?
Yeah, just like the dude that's pouring out of it just like becomes a ranger.
Watch,
no, that's gonna happen.
To God.
No,
watch the Orion ship is going to become like a Megazord of itself.
It will.
It
already holds the Voyager, so why not?
You know what? That'd actually be cool. Like
the Ultrazord.
There you go. Or it's maybe. Like, he doesn't show up. Like, you just know it's a Megazord in there, right? It doesn't do anything until, like, the very end. So it's like Time Ranger, where it's just the fucker that knocked him through the portal. Not until the very end did he join the fray.
Yeah.
That's cool, though.
There was a lot of sounds revealed through the hack, but we're not going to go through the whole list.
There's going to be an X8 Qtama! Woo!
And a Chi one, and a Zuodra one, and a Super Sentai one. As well as a dark Qtama and a black hole Qtama.
Ooh.
And then there's just a bunch of ones for actual constellations.
We got a black hole for you.
A black hole Qtama?
Yeah.
Wind tunnel!
No.
Oh,
wow.
We'll not bring any Inuyasha into this room,
out.
Please.
I actually thought none of you would get that reference.
I did. I watched Inuyasha as a kid.
We're all seasoned weebs.
We're all mid-2000s weebs.
Next.
This is really disturbing.
The entertainment label Avex Group has placed an export ban on their products. Online retailers such as CD Japan and Amazon have announced that Avex has implemented a ban on international sales of all goods published by Avex Group, including goods under all of Avex's divisions, including Avex Pictures, Avex Mode, and Avex Entertainment, which directly affects the sales of Kamen Rider soundtracks and singles such as the recently published Excite. The ban on international sales officially begins at 6 p.m. Japan time on February 15th. All online retailers carrying Avex Group products have been ordered to comply with the ban.
What they're saying is instead of making money off of people who are actually willing to buy their products from overseas, now they're just going to tell them, okay, you got to pirate it now.
Yeah.
Well, there's an update.
Company doesn't like making money.
There is an update here. CD Japan has clarified through their, Weeaboo account, English website, and through email contact with customers that Avex's product ban has only affected products under the Avex Pictures label. Other branches, which include Kamen Rider soundtracks and singles, are apparently not affected. So, less troubling, but as of this update, Avex Group has not made an official statement regarding any of this.
Maybe they were just meanies.
Apparently, since then, Tokusatsu Network staff and other customers have attempted to make purchases of supposedly non-affected Avex products through Amazon Japan, and Amazon appears to be blanket banning all Avex products. Although that could just be they haven't updated to reflect the true nature of the ban.
They might be going into bankruptcy.
Amazon or Avex?
Avex.
Mm-hmm. Well,
like, they're probably not selling, like, enough product. So they're just going to, like, you know, withdraw all sales.
Well, we'll see what happens.
And be like Atari and just dump it in like a garbage field somewhere. And we won't make a documentary of it until like 25 years later, where we find out it wasn't all E.T. games. In fact, E.T. games were the less things in that landfill.
And at that point, I'll finally and truly have the Zoo of the World theme song.
Eventually.
Moving on.
One day. One day.
Hero and mecha designer Katsushi Murakami's work collected in 250-page art collection.
Oh, there you go, Gar.
Yeah. Who do you think added this to the news story?
Me.
So, it's called All About Katsushi Murakami Superhero Industrial Design Art Collection.
Ooh.
Featuring his work for various toku and anime, most notably Macross, Toei Spider-Man, Super Sentai, namely Go Ranger, Battle Fever J, Sun Vulcan, Mega Ranger, Kamen Rider Black, the Metal Hero franchise, Gavan, Mobile Cop Jiban, Muta King, Ogan Senshi Gold Raitan, Rokushin Gatai God Mars, and many more. This art collection will cost 4,200 yen, February 21st release.
Raven.
Whose Megazord's that?
That's Battle Fever J. Robo.
It has the Battle Fever emblem on it.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's right there, like.
That's cool. That's the first other Megazord ever?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, if you don't count Spider-Man's.
No one counts Spider-Man's.
Anyways, moving on. Pacific Rim 2 has given us their first look at the new Jaegers.
Woo!
So we're looking at this art right now that looks pretty cool.
They look the same. Except for that one on the left.
Honestly, they look to me like Halo armor.
They look more sleeker.
No, you know what it is? Sleeker. The blue one and the one on the right look like Halo. The one on the left looks like something out of Destiny.
No. Here's what it is. One in the middle, obviously that's supposed to be the Gypsy Danger.
Gypsy Danger 2.0.
Right. The one on the right kind of looks like Striker Eureka. A little bulkier. The one on the left looks like a fucking Baymax went on a diet.
No, the one on the left kind of reminds me of the Chappie robot.
A little.
With, like, the ears.
Yeah, they're doing the Pat Labor ears.
Oh my god, I can't wait for this movie.
I can.
Aww.
So, in addition to John Boyega, who posted a picture of him in the movie, the film also stars Kaylee Spaney, who was in Counting to 1,000 as its female lead. Also confirmed to be part of the film are Scott Eastwood, who was in Suicide Squad.
As who?
You know who he was?
Someone look it up, it doesn't say.
I'll tell you who he was. He was that guy who bombed himself at the very end to take out, what's his face?
Oh, Diablo?
No, not Diablo. Well, Diablo, no, not him. Like,
the other guy.
Who no one knows who that character's fucking name was. Oh, that movie.
That movie was so fucking
bad. Oh, you mean the guy who was supposed to be part of them but got himself killed?
No,
who that should have. I don't know.
Anyways, it also stars Jing Tian.
She's in 3 fucking monster movies this year.
She was also in Police Story Lockdown and Kong Skull Island.
That's one of them. The other one being The Wall. Great Wall.
And Makenyu, who was in Drive Surprise Future as the son of Tamari.
Oh.
As well as JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, Diamond is Unbreakable, all of which in unnamed roles.
Did you not get the link that I shared you?
Yeah, I saw it.
Okay. Of the cast of the JoJo movie.
I saw it.
So Pacific.
I got finished part 4.
Pacific Rim Uprising is set for February 23rd, 2018 release.
Oh, they pushed it. Used to be called Maelstrom. That's what I was going to say.
Uprising.
Now it's got one of those stupid names. Oh, no.
Yeah. Some portions of the film will be shot in China, and the story will supposedly have a strong connection to China.
Well, gee, I wonder why.
But Cell, it's an uprising against the kaiju.
They already did that.
They're
back!
From space. just a rip in time and space.
Yeah, they're from space now.
There's flying from space, like in Shadow the Hedgehog.
Yo, bitch, instead of the fucking space interdimensional kaiju portal, now we just came in space.
I'm very, unfortunately, like, I'm not saying I'm going to hate this movie. I'm going to see it. I'm not as excited for this as I wanted to.
I'm
going to
see it, but
be.
I'm going
to
be frowning the whole
it's
time.
It's probably because Guillermo isn't
like,
doing it.
Where can you go, though?
Well, they're going to have bigger monsters. That's all.
We're going to get a Canadian Jaeger.
I'm waiting for the Godzilla team up.
One day. We got images of the Level Up series figure for Kamen Rider Paradox. It's pretty much what we all expected.
It looks so derpy.
He looks like Flame Dramon, the one on the left there.
Flame Dramon.
The fire.
That's the fighter gamer.
Knockout fighter.
Fighter.
This toy actually does look, you know, decent.
I'm still
waiting for a figure art.
The only thing that's wrong with it, and I know it's a complaint that can't be fixed, is the fact that in puzzle form you can see the hairs from fighter form sticking out the back. Which is just a branching problem from the whole face on the back of the other face thing that I've already complained about.
Yeah.
But aside from that, it actually looks like a really good figure.
Yep.
The fighter form actually looks really, really good.
I saw the review of the Gemu Zombie Gamer figure, and I was like, oh.
Which has no customizability aside from putting the support robots on it, and yeah, all of them look terrible.
He literally comes with nothing.
Not even a Gashcon Sparrow?
No, just himself.
Which is really disappointing. I guess they expect you to have already purchased Chanbar Gamer.
Yeah, but they should have at least given him his own Sparrow.
Yeah.
Sparrow.
But yeah, so the figure does both forms. When you twist the head, the HP bar and changes patterns, and you can move the hands from the shoulders.
It's saying that the chest plate will be able to basically change knob on the back.
Oh, okay.
See?
Oh, yeah, you rotate the knob on the back and the HP
bars change. It's just you rotate the head.
You just also rotate the head.
Yep.
So this figure's retail price will be 3,800 yen, March release.
Yep.
Next. Images of the Fantasy Gamer support robot. And God, this looks cool.
Yep.
I have already pre-ordered this.
You did?
Yep.
Oh, of course you did.
So, Fantasy Gamer equips to Brave or any of the level-up figures. Will cost 1,500 yen for a mid-March release.
Oh, God, I just noticed. It has a face.
Yeah.
On the chest, there's a face.
Yeah. It's the Demon King, supposedly, according to the episode description.
I've never noticed that.
Oh, he just only has the red eyes, doesn't have the yellow ones.
Yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, I love it. Makes him look like Demushu in armor.
He does.
Mm-hmm. Where does the cape come from?
It's like, if you see right here in this image where he's got his hands, like, pointed up in an evil fashion, you can see that there's a little part that slides down.
Course.
So when it's in its robot form, it has a short cape, and then it slides down to double in length for rider form.
Huh. Cool.
Neat.
Groovy.
Next, we got magazine scans of the level up rider figures for Maximum Gamer level 99 and Muteki Gamer, giving us a full body shot of Muteki Gamer.
And I like both of them.
I do not like Muteki Gamer's figure.
I actually like the leg armor on Muteki. And the arm shields are pretty cool.
Honestly, and seeing the level 99 form like in a full body shot now, it actually looks cool. I like it. I don't even mind the face anymore.
It's like Hulkbuster.
That's exactly what it is. And
this is the giant gamer driver.
Which leads me into, it's going to have to do something fucking awesome for me to tolerate it, because visually I don't like it.
You know it will.
You do
not. I know, no, I'm fully confident that it will, but visually I don't like the form.
Oh, don't worry, G, you won't be around for that long.
No, I know.
Then, you know, the budget constraints.
Yep. And further down in the same scan, or same article, we have a scan of the Paradox Perfect Knockout Fighter level 99 figure.
It looks cool.
And actually, the form looks cool, aside from the stupid hair.
He has a trench coat.
He's got kind of like a Templar robe-like thing going on. I really like that. I'm looking forward to seeing more of that form.
Yup.
All right, next. SIC Shing Zangets and Ultra Act SH Figure Arts Bemula. Mm-hmm. Alright, let's cycle through some of these images. Shin Zangets looks awesome. I actually like the tall horns. Oh my god, arrow is like Nodachi level length.
That's like a sword.
That's the idea.
Yeah, he uses blue
one. And there's a shot of him fighting regular Zangets.
Of course.
Oh my god, that's actually gorgeous.
That's really big.
And then we look over at Bemula.
Oh my god.
You know who he reminds me of?
Who?
Delu Knight from Akiba Ranger.
Oh yeah.
There's a shot of him fighting an Ultraman.
Oh yeah, this is the manga one, right?
He's got little... I love it. He's got little stubby legs like he's from one of the recent Fire Emblems.
I have no... I don't have any information on who this character is because...
Well, let me scroll up and read the article. Doesn't say.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Chances are he's probably, like, way down in the manga.
It says Ultraman manga release. So, SIC, Kamen Rider Zangetsu Shin will be priced at 88.56 yen. Web exclusive, obviously. Tamashii web exclusive, both of them. And Bemula will be 75.60 yen. Both web exclusive.
And released in July.
Neat.
There you go.
Next, we got some images from the Nuremberg Toy Fair of the Power Rangers Ninja Steel Lion Fire Fortress Zord.
And Jesus now we know Christ. Why it's so much. Other image.
Look how big that thing is.
It's fucking giant.
Like, Japan's and like, it's gonna okay, be motorized. We'll make this tiny little
was
thing.
Lion How this big? The Japanese version?
No, he was like a tiny
thing. I think so.
Just Americans, you know, they love their things bigger and badder.
And you can, like, fit shit on top of it.
Yeah.
Kids with meaty hands.
Like, look at fucking Shurikenshin. It's, like, riding it like it's a four-person cockpit on it.
Fuck.
Glorious.
And I think it's motorized, too, so it can, like, move.
Well, it is $129.
It is estimated to cost over $100 and features many playstyles for your 5-inch Ninja Steel figures as well as the actual Ninja Steel Megazords.
Because, you know, it can combine.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cool.
That's big.
Oh, next. Legacy Power Sword details revealed.
Whoa.
It's like $75.
And which will be like $120 here.
Yeah,
probably. It is a replica of the Red Ranger sword from Mighty Morphin. It will have die-cast parts, contain lights and sounds, and will be releasing in July.
Wait, it has lights and sounds?
Apparently.
Oh, that killed the mood. I thought it would be like a legit sword.
Just a sword.
I don't need...
It's die-cast, so that could be dangerous.
I don't want jingles. I don't want lights. I don't want the crappy Go-Go Power Rangers theme song
Higar, that's in all the legacy stuff. Higar, you know you fix that?
Take it out.
Take the battery out.
Oh, genius. Where's the battery? It's probably inside the power point.
It's probably in the handle. That's where batteries go.
Chances are this thing's probably going to be light.
And this is already up for pre-order.
And it is now sold out.
And it's gone.
And it's trending.
Next. Detailed look at supposedly a legacy power coin set.
AKA, why would you buy this? Because it is literally the Dino coins and not the Ninja coins.
Yeah, like, the coins this come with the Warfare already.
This is their perfect opportunity to release the Ninja coins.
Exactly.
But they release a different version of, you know, the Dino.
It's go back to the first and next other picture. They're literally actually how they're originally supposed to be, because the ones that we got in the first Legacy Morpher were weathered.
I don't care. I want the Ninja coins.
So they're slightly shinier.
They'll release like a second set of this.
I'll admit they come in a really nice display box. That's about it.
Yeah, but
just get the box from someone. Just take the box. Your existing coins.
Honestly, just get the Morpher. You don't need this.
Yeah.
Heroes Bandai, give us our Ninja coins already.
That's about it.
Can we have for that one? Legacy Space stuff, please?
We have literally never gotten Ninja coins.
Yeah.
Well, we got the Falcon coin with the Movie Morpher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have it.
Shout Factory has put up pre-order for Power Rangers Mystic Force Complete Series DVD.
Whoa, it's gonna be $20.
Yeah, $20 for 33 episodes.
$20 American.
30 episodes?
32 episodes on six discs.
Mystic Force was the start of, okay, every season only gets 32 episodes.
That's all you need, people. Yeah.
Fucking nerd's reaction. 60 episodes?
That video is fucking gold.
I know.
It's crazy.
You know what's great about that video?
We're talking about the
James Rolfe's
like, yeah. He's going to finally check out Power Rangers.
It's amazing.
Right? It's a really funny video. I just love how... Like, he's like, and they're still making it. Puts up a Jew Oja picture. Not that one.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as he knew.
Yeah,
probably
yeah.
At the time of making that video.
Yeah.
It's not like he knew there was still another one.
So this...
he did know that it's 42 years. It's 40.
So this six-disc set will be releasing on May 23rd.
Wait a minute. Is that Anime North weekend?
Possibly. Yeah,
possibly.
Might be the weekend before.
Possibly.
It's entirely possible.
Cool. Miss Force is okay. So what I've heard.
It's a neat DVD cover.
It's simple and effective.
No Solaris Knight.
It's because it's spoilers.
Ooh.
Moving on. Speaking of Power Rangers movie collections, so this is probably the worst idea for a movie case ever. So they're releasing as a two-pack the 95 Power Rangers movie and Turbo. And how do you fucking advertise it? By putting only the Turbo Rangers on the cover and sticking terribly modified versions of both movie logos down at the very bottom in tiny text.
Ichi, this is Fox we're talking about.
Is this Fox?
Yes, Fox owns the rights to both
the movies,
these movies.
Yeah.
God, I could do a better job with this case.
In fact, I will!
Still love those
Turbo
suits.
You want to know the worst part? It's still DVD. It's not a Blu-ray yet.
Yep.
They're not going to put Blu-ray
DVDs
money
are left. Dead.
DVD.
I see these at HMV.
But HMV
doesn't exist
anymore. I was like, which is also dead.
They're closing. Yeah, it's closing down, sadly.
So,
Don't remind me.
This is stupid, cover aside. I mean, this is clearly, you know what it is. When is it being released?
March 14th.
Okay, they rushed this. They just said, okay, we might make a couple thousand off this. Who gives a fuck?
Let's put them out immediately before the big Lionsgate one so we can make some extra cash. Exactly.
This is what this is. All right, we need to release this before the big movie comes out. That way when the parents go and try and buy the movie for their kids, they're going to accidentally buy this one because all it says is Power Rangers.
I would have just laughed if there was just some text on it. Get ready for the new movie.
No, they won't do that.
I think we should at least be grateful that they actually got at least some of the Rangers right on this. We could have just as easily ended up with the Space Rangers on this.
No, it's fucking Zeo Rangers.
No, it could have been the decorator.
Unrelated.
Yeah, that's what they should have done. They should have just put just the pink Zeo Ranger on this because she showed up for like 1 second.
At least that would be something that's in the movie.
Well, the movie is called A Power Ranger.
So, Amazon has opened pre-orders for this set already. 2-disc DVD set costs $14.98.
Wow. So that's a really cheap double pack.
They're not even trying.
Yep. Moving on.
Miramax makes better Godzilla like dual packs than this.
Speaking of the upcoming Power Rangers movie, apparently there will be early screenings of it the day before release.
That's a good sign. I mean, that means that like they're proud enough to re-release it early a little. So.
Coming from the official Power Rangers movie Instagram, early showings starting March 23rd. I love how they have to say starting, because that's the only day before it airs or is released.
So are we going to see it March 23rd or March 24th?
We're going to see it when we can.
Okay. So there's no at this time there's no exact confirmation of times of these early screenings, but it stands to reason that it will be as early as 7 p.m.
And time to check Cineplex.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll see what comes up. We got to start worrying about our tickets soon.
Watch us be the only people at that theater.
I'd be okay with that.
I'd be okay, but that'd be sad.
No.
We just bring the camera and set it up and do a react video.
Got it. Give it 2 weeks when the movie doesn't make any... Like, when nobody comes in. We can literally walk in with a camera.
I'm going to...
Your theater?
I am predicting a 58% score on Rotten Tomatoes.
Fuck those guys.
This movie's going to have a good opening weekend, and then that's about it.
Pretty much.
We'll see.
This will get a cult following.
Why should it be like the next MacGyver movie?
just a preview at the end for MacGyver 3.
Written by David
Hayne. I'd be so mad.
Written by David Hayne.
I mean, he'd have to at this point.
Anyways.
Premium Bandai has listed the Ultraman Zero Ultra New Generation Emission Version figure.
AKA, it can do absolutely nothing. All it can do is just make that pose.
So it's like a figure at zero.
So
pretty much. Except it feels like the actual suit.
Okay.
So the figure listing includes...
Rubber? Yeah.
The figure listing includes the Ultraman Zero body... A light emission pedestal and a support arm, which also includes a user's manual and two batteries, because I guess there's lights on.
Oh my god.
Oh, because they can go do it.
Can I please mention about how in the dubs for the Ultraman movies, they made Ultraman Zero the biggest douche of all time?
Well, he kind of was.
No.
Does he have zero likability?
No. It's just, he's such a douchebag. I love it. It's a love-hate relationship.
So the figure is about 25 centimeters tall with a price of 12,960 yen, tax included. Currently open for pre-orders, which started on the 15th.
How about no?
Apparently, you can order up to 6 figures per order.
How about no?
Don't you want 6 Ultraman Zeros?
You can make a Sentai.
No, if anything, I'd rather have that Bemular figure that's in that photo.
You need Belial?
You know what I mean.
Even I knew it was Belial. I'm like, what the fuck?
I was like, I know Belial when I see him. I love him.
Just look at those hands, man.
Yeah, Belial's fucking awesome.
All right, next. Tamashii Nations is opening an office in Los Angeles.
Yay! All right, guys. We're just going to get more figures here.
Get your weapons. Get the car.
We're going on a raid.
Yeah. And just what you guys want. You know what we want.
Maybe this is the result of that poll they did a while ago about international sales.
Ooh.
It could be.
So, Tamashii Nations has stated the move to open a Los Angeles-based office is an effort to better understand U.S. fans, capitalize on the advantages of the local entertainment industry and retail partners, as well as the ability to work closer with their U.S. distribution partner, Bluefin.
No, just Ichi. Where's your, like, where's your president go up into, like, the president's, like, office into the L.A. room? All right. Start answering questions. Chair turns over. Hey, guys. It's just Bruno from MMPR Toys.
Hey guys, send that finger answer here.
Yeah. Oh,
okay, it's only a joke that me and Lane will get, but yeah. Still. Okay.
The press release also notes the upcoming Tamashii Nations 10th Anniversary World Tour will make a stop in U.S. on April 29th and 30th in Manhattan's Grand Central Terminal. The tour will also be scheduled to visit 10 major cities worldwide throughout the year.
There'd be Toronto, motherfuckers.
I doubt it.
No, they're only in America.
We're a major city.
No, only in America.
We're in America.
No, we're not.
We're in North America.
Shut up.
Quiet you.
I will smack you.
And this article also mentions that new and upcoming Tamashii Nations items are set to be revealed during New York Toy Fair 2017, which is February 18th to 21st.
Oh, fuck.
Sadly, that will still not include SH Figuarts Kamen Rider Kiva.
Nope.
It'll probably mostly be the Dragon Ball Figuarts of Yamcha, Tien, and Nappa.
I saw the Kaioken Goku Figuart. Oh,
that's only the event.
I know, but I want it. It's fucking pink. I love it.
Look at it this way, Lane. If Trump gets his way, we will be America, okay? We'll be known as North Montana.
Oh.
It's North Mexico.
It's America, too.
No, if Trump has its way, this will be District 12. And no, then the Hunger Games will begin, and we'll actually have Elizabeth Banks address who's playing.
No,
who.
We'll just be known as America, but with more snow.
Snowmerica.
Snowmerica. That's the title of the episode, Snowmerica.
Snowmerica.
Fine.
Oh, Sal, I'm just saying this right now. A lot of our fans fucking love the whole Freedom Fighters American.
Everyone loved the President Sentai we came up with.
Yeah, they like everyone loved that.
I laughed my ass off when editing that.
That was.
Funny. I
have my moments.
I wanted to Photoshop all the presidents' faces in them, but you know the studio computer doesn't have Photoshop.
And I kept getting so many. I kept
not
getting so
on
many,
our account.
Well, then you could have asked.
And
me.
I got a couple.
I have.
Anyways,
all right. So that's about it for the news. Unless someone else has something.
No.
Good news, everyone. Joking.
Good news! Extra Cast Rangers over!
Yay!
Bye, fuckers. Love you.
We love you all. Thanks for watching, listening, sharing, loving, and we'll hear you on the podcast proper.
Oh, wait, there is more news.
Damn it!
Quickly.
Pokemon.
Oh, yeah, Pokemon Go updated. Now Gen 2 is live.
But you know that already, people listening.
Right?
Probably.
Cat saw two.
I mean, if you care, you probably knew that days ago.
I must go. The hunt continues!
Right?
Yeah.
I'm amazed how much I can catch from my apartment.
We caught a Sneasel right from this room yesterday.
I caught a Sneasel at the office this morning.
Cool.
Okay, that is...
Yay!
I caught napalm.
I caught chlamydia.
This episode of Cast Ranger has been brought to you by the glorious donations of our cast patrons, Oliver Nilsson, Joel Maroney, and Chris Laird. Thanks very much.